We present Mr. Robert S. Sparrow, Jr., head of the Speaker's Bureau, Defense Savings Bond Staff of the State of Oregon.
A telegram to the people of Oregon. As the first state in the Union to launch the National Pledge Campaign, Oregon continues true to her pioneer heritage. It gives me the greatest satisfaction to know the steps taken so promptly there to help meet a great national need. Your state stands out in the annals of America for her magnificent contribution to the conquest of the frontier. Now she leads the way in helping to safeguard the frontier of freedom through the contribution of her people to the victory we must and shall win. The canvass soon to begin offers to each person in your state who is receiving a regular income the opportunity to enlist dollars for defense. Its success in Oregon and in the whole United States is indispensable to our victory in the battle to preserve, protect, and defend our democratic way of life. America must not only enlist men and machines, but immense sums of money to win. The taxes we pay represent premiums on the most important life insurance policy in the world, the life of the United States. The bonds we represent, investment in an asset indispensable to us all, our existence as a free people. If men contribute to their uttermost, that liberty shall live. Signed, Henry Morgenthau, Jr., Secretary of the Treasury.
Oregon, it is evening. Let's say you're sitting by your fire and suddenly comes a knock at the door.
There's somebody at the door.
Well, I'll go
there. Oh, you sit still, Mother, right there in front of the fireplace.
Oh, but John,
Mother, the way your face lights up when somebody comes to our door.
Well, of course, I love company.
I'll answer the door.
Hey, Mom, I'll go.
Beat you to the door, Dad.
Oh, no, you don't, ma'am. We're there now. Molly is dead. Come in.
Oh, no, Molly.
Got a good fire in the fireplace.
And we were just going to get out some popcorn proper, Mom and Dad. I hope.
Here, let me take your coat and hat.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm glad you came.
It is nice to have a home that's yours, isn't it? It's nice to be warm and to laugh and hear laughter. To greet friends at your door. Life is like that in Oregon, in America. It used to be like that in France and Poland. In Norway and Czechoslovakia and Austria. But not now. No more is there laughter in those homes, nor warmth. And in those homes, when you hear the sound of somebody at the door...
Open up! Open this door! Open this door!
Good evening. Who is it, please? I can't see very well.
Open that door, waiter!
And the cold wind sweeps in so fast.
You heard me.
Oh, all right. But I wish you'd tell me who you are. Stormtroopers.
Yes, stormtroopers. Heil Hitler. Well? Well, what are you waiting for?
Nothing. Yes, sir. Heil Hitler.
Now step out of the way.
What do you want?
Your quilts, woolen blankets, warm clothing.
Oh, please, you've already taken almost everything we have.
Those are my orders. One side.
Our worn bedclothes. In weather like this. Oh, I don't mind for myself. But my grandchildren. Please, let me keep just enough to keep them warm. Please.
Search the house, men.
Oh, what will they take next?
Grandma!
Oh, there, 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 child. What will they take next?
Keep things like this from happening in America. We are now at war against some of the most powerful nations on earth. From our own state of Oregon, from all of America, thousands of young men are still rushing to the recruiting offices of the Army, the Navy, and the Marine Corps to offer their lives, if need be, in the pledge that Nazism shall not force the doors of our American homes. And behind those soldiers, sailors, and Marines, we stand. We are a tremendous army of American civilians who have pledged ourselves to supply them with the fighting guns, the tanks, the ships, and the planes that they need. Already 3 million Americans have dug into their pockets to buy United States defense bonds and stamps. 3 million. That's not enough. 35 million of us at least must dig and dig deep into our pockets to win this war. And there's no time to lose. Think what could happen in our homes right here in Oregon if we fall down on our part in this war. Buy defense bonds to keep something like this, for instance, from happening to you.
Marion.
What is it, dear?
Pull down the shades. We're going to get that radio out from its hiding place.
Oh, no, please don't. They've forbidden us to listen.
I've got to find out something. I've got to get some news that's true.
The newspaper tells us what...
The newspapers. I read that from cover to cover. Lies, lies. Every bit of it's lies. What does the newspaper mean under this new order we're living in? They control the press. They publish just what they want us to know.
Oh, please, dear, lower your voice. There are troopers everywhere. These walls are thin.
Troopers? Secret police? Spying? That new man who came to look at the light meter this morning, for instance. All right, I'll lower my voice. But I'm going to get some truth anyhow. Pull down those blinds.
But if they find out that we have that radio, you know what it means.
Yes, I'll take a chance. I won't live like a slave. I used to be an American and a free man, and by heaven, I'm still an American in spite of them and all their spies.
You're right. You get off the radio and I'll pull the shades.
Good girl.
The blinds are all down. Both doors locked here?
Uh-huh. I'll have this radio working in just a jiffy. There must be some way of getting at the truth. Troopers, help me hide this thing.
Hurry.
Oh, it's too late. They're breaking in.
I thought you had a radio kit in this place. Concentration camps for both of you. Get moving. And don't stop for any of your things. You won't need them where you're going.
People of Oregon, don't let this happen to you. Pledge your dollars for defense bonds. Keep the stormtroopers from the other side of either the Atlantic or the Pacific Oceans from marching through our streets in America. From putting Americans in concentration camps. From spying on our homes. Yes, they'd even close our places of worship. Deny our right to worship God.
And don't you make that sign readable by everyone? This church is closed. Any people discovered holding religious services in this building will be arrested, penalized, and their property confiscated. Any minister or priest found conducting any form of public worship will be seized and imprisoned. This is the new order.
No. Never in Oregon, never in America must that kind of an order exist. Never the dark forces of brutal Nazism, the insulting voices.
Open up! Open up! We have orders to search your house. You're accused of possessing religious tracts and anti-Nazi books and pamphlets.
You can't come into my house without a search warrant. I'll stand on my rights.
Rights! Under the new order, you have no rights. Open up your store. Open up. We have orders to take over this shop and arrest the owner for selling goods illegally.
I haven't done anything illegal. I followed your rules about selling groceries just to people who have those ration cards. I've done everything you said I'd have to do.
Confiscate those canned goods on his shelves. Gather up all that bread on the case. Cart the stuff away. Close up his shop.
You troopers just want to clean me out of my stock without paying for it. This is my property. And I have a right to ask you what I've done wrong.
Your property? Under the new order, you have no property. You belong to the wrong race. You're out of business. Stand aside.
Tonight, people of Oregon, marks the beginning of a great statewide drive to sell United States defense bonds. Oregon's part of a tremendous nationwide campaign. A campaign to raise money to protect our lives, our homes, our future, against an enemy who is even now scheming and maneuvering his forces
to destroy us and our freedom. Now, let's be realistic. We're in danger now. The hour has come. The enemy has already struck at American homes. Remember Pearl Harbor? State Senator Douglas McKay of Oregon saw what happened there in Hawaii on the morning of December 7th. Let him tell you about it firsthand. Senator McKay.
It's difficult for an American to accept treachery, even when the evidence is before his eyes. On December the 7th, 1941, I was breakfasting with my daughter at Waikiki Beach in Hawaii. A treacherous enemy struck at the United States that morning, an enemy who stops at nothing to achieve his ends, an enemy who is skilled at treachery, who is inured to privations and inhuman sacrifices. When the bombs fell, when the anti-aircraft barked at the unknown planes, we were unable to believe that it could be real. Reality came in the grim hours that followed, the hours that found America springing to defense, the shattered bodies and the burning homes. And out of it came the great spirit of service and sacrifice, which is America. We have all heard of the Willamette football team and its coach, Speck Keen, how the boys volunteered for immediate service and assisted the authorities in a thousand ways, on guard duty 24 hours a day for 10 days. Perhaps you have not heard of the voyage home, when the boys of the team served as attendants for the wounded men who were being returned to the Pacific coast. There were sacrifices made in Hawaii which could not be duplicated by many of us. We will not have the opportunity, but the spirit of those sacrifices must be our spirit. We are at war, and the winning of that war is 1,000 times more important than the lives of any of us. Certainly, in considering our opportunities for service and sacrifice, we must forget our comforts and be prepared to give all that we can. I happen to be in the automobile business. I know that we're at war, and I know how much more important our principles are than the continuation of anyone's business or of anyone's comforts. Some of us are too old or too young to fight. None of us are too old or too young to devote every cent we can to our form of government, the best investment in the world, your share in America. Pledge every cent you can, not more than you can, but every last cent that can be taken from your budget. This is war, and to win, we must all be the sinews of war through the defense saving bonds and stamps.
Thank you, Senator McKay. Out of Pearl Harbor came the spirit of America. Our boys are fighting bravely in the Pacific now, but this is only the beginning. We hope it will not be a long war, but we must be prepared to face it out regardless of the time it takes. The ultimate victory must be ours. Our fighting forces must have more and better guns and ships and planes than the enemy. And so that better guns and stronger ships and faster planes may be had quickly and without stint, we must pledge ourselves to buy defense bonds quickly and without stint.
I'll pledge myself to buy a bond. I've got some money in the bank I can spare.
Good. Why not make it 2 bonds, mister?
Well, I suppose if I pinched a little, I could make it 2.
If you pinched? Mister, how about the thousands of our boys who are fighting in the ranks right now? Are you going to stop when buying bonds means to pinch a little? We've got to give as much as we can spare and then a lot more.
Say, I'd like to buy a bond, but I don't know just how I can do it. I work in the Navy Yards. Sure, I make fair money, but the cost of living's going up, too. And I've got 4 kids. It takes all I make to live.
Well, I'm a rancher's wife, eastern part of the state. I'd like to buy a bond, too. You bet I would. But where's the money coming from? Sure, we're getting more for what we sell right now, but it costs us more for what we have to buy, too.
Mother and I've already bought 1 bond, but we'd like to pledge another if we could figure out a way to save the money.
Say, mister, I bet there are a lot of people who'd be glad to pledge a bond tomorrow if they could see their way clear to pay for it. Where's the money coming from?
Yeah, show us how to get the door and we'll sign those pledge cards.
I'd be willing to do without something, except that I just don't see where to begin.
Where are we going to get the dough?
It costs money to buy defense bonds.
All right, now wait a minute. There are ways you can think of to get up those dollars. Folks, your neighbors around you are doing it every day. Now, for instance, there are 2 fellows who happen to work on the same shift in the same plant.
Yeah.
That's it for today.
Yeah. I'm tired tonight, too. We really sucked her out today. Going home?
Yeah. I got the car out in front.
Okay, I'll walk out with you. How's Ellen?
Oh, she's fine. Hey, why don't you folks drop over tonight? You live right close by.
Might do it at that. We'll walk over. The tires are getting thin. Yeah, we don't use the old jalopy much except at the plant and back.
Fine chance to get any new rubber these days.
Hey, Scott, I just had an idea.
Yeah?
Take my car one day and yours the next.
Mm-hmm.
And say, Joe Vance lived just down the street from me. We could pick him up, too.
Yeah, sure. We could take our cars to alternate days, the three of us.
Yeah.
Why, we'd only use one-third of the rubber we're using now. Well, that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's better than that. I figure it cost me 30 cents a day to drive to work.
Yeah?
Three of us divide that up, and it only cost a dime apiece.
Yeah, but don't stop figuring there. Why, we're each saving 20 cents a day. Altogether, with the rubber we save for defense and the 60 cents a day, well, that's about $15 a month.
Yeah, right there is where I get some money to sock into a defense bond.
Yeah, you know, more guys ought to get together like this. Well, think, what did it mean?
That's fine, fellas, but it's not enough.
Not enough? What do you mean?
Why, it has to be.
To win this war, we're going to have to dig into our pockets even deeper than that. We're going to have to give up things that we want. Necessities sometimes in order to buy defense bonds. Now, here, this is closer to what I mean. This is a story about a young lady in a new coat.
Anybody home?
Hello, Margaret. Come on upstairs.
Okay. Well, don't tell me you've just started to get ready for the dance.
I worked late.
Oh, I see. You going with Jimmy?
What do you think?
Pretty crazy about him, aren't you, Edna?
Well, not exactly crazy. He is nice.
I'll say.
You know, neat but not gaudy.
I'll say he's neat and how. Dad says he's pretty good at the shipyards, too. How about telling your best friend? Think you're making any progress?
I think so.
Swell. Well, don't you notice anything?
Margaret, a brand new dress for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Well, anyhow, I thought it was about my type.
Oh, it's a knockout.
I
wish I could.
Well, what's the matter? I didn't come over here to make you feel bad.
Oh, because I have to wear this dress again? I don't feel bad about that.
Oh, of course not. You with your brand new coat. You'll knock them dizzy, Edna. Say, you did get your new coat, didn't you?
No, I changed my mind. I didn't buy it.
You didn't? After saving up your money and everything for so long?
Well, I mended that rip in the sleeve.
But you've mended that blue coat of yours and mended it. If you don't mind my saying so, you need a new coat. That blue one looks sort of awful, if you don't mind my saying so. And Jimmy, the way he notices clothes. Say, what'd you do with the money you saved up for a new one?
What'd I do with the money? I bought a defense bond.
I thought that was pretty fine. But that's still not enough.
Still not enough?
Well, hold on. Maybe I can tell you exactly the spirit that I mean. The spirit that we need to win this war. Now, listen to this.
Hey, mister.
What? Oh, there you are. Hello.
Hello. I have to kind of stand on my tiptoes to see you.
Well, I almost missed seeing you entirely for a minute there. You're just about big enough to look over the counter, and that's all.
Is this the place where they sell savings stamps to help the soldiers?
You bet it is.
I'd like to buy some, please. The smallest you've got. 8 cents worth, please.
Well, I'm sorry. We don't have any that sell for 8 cents. The smallest ones cost a dime.
Oh.
That's only 2 pennies more.
Well, right here is all the money I have. 8 pennies. And Mama...
Yes. You were going to say your mother sent you to buy some savings stamps?
No, I sent myself.
Well, maybe your mother will let you have the other 2 pennies if you ask her.
She can't. She's broke. She'd give them to me if she could. I know she would. Well, I guess I better go now. Goodbye.
Oh, wait a minute. You look pretty disappointed.
I'm afraid before I get 2 more pennies, all the savings stamps will be gone.
Oh, no, they won't. I'll save you one. I'll put it right here in an envelope and keep it in my drawer. You come back.
Can I give you the 8 pennies now?
Yes, and I'll keep them right here, too.
All right. Thank you very much. I didn't know you ever did that.
Well, after all, it's the same thing we do for the grown-ups. We call it making a pledge to buy defense bonds. Now, all I need is your name.
Alice.
Alice? All right, young lady. Thank you very much.
Don't worry. I'll come back with the other 2 pennies.
And I'm sure you will, Alice. You have every right in the world to be proud of that. Now, people of Oregon, that's the enough we've been talking about. And now, don't you think it's about time for you to hear the complete story of defense bond pledge cards? Down in Salem, Oregon, the people of this state have established their state government headquarters. The man who heads the state government is waiting to talk to you from his office. We take you now to the Capitol building in Salem, Oregon, His Excellency, Governor Charles A. Sprague.
Good evening, men and women and children of Oregon. Tonight in this radio program, Oregon launches an all-state, all-out pledge campaign for defense bonds and stamps. Tomorrow and through the rest of the week, all over Oregon, in the cities, in the rural districts, in the offices and stores, in the mills and schools, thousands of volunteer workers, Minutemen, they are called, will take pledges of loyal Americans to buy regularly defense bonds and stamps. As governor, I take my time in this program to endorse this campaign and urge a unanimous response on the part of the men and women, yes, and the children, to this appeal. I am pleased to announce as a prelude to this campaign that our state bond commission is investing in these bonds. We bought the maximum for last year and now are buying about $270,000 worth additional for 9 different trust funds. That shows not only the response of our state to the country's call, but the confidence we as state officials have in the merit and safety of these bonds as investments. In the First World War, Liberty bonds were sold in periodic issues. In this war, the government seeks the steady flow of bond purchases to be made by the people out of current savings and earnings. Thus, the money flows into the treasury in a steady stream, and later, when the war is over, the bonds will mature at a time when the holders may need the money more than at present. They are, in truth, a savings bond. I ask the householders and businessmen and women and workers to give a courteous reception to these volunteer solicitors. Talk the matter over in your homes tonight, so you will be ready to sign up promptly when they call. This will save your time and theirs, and enable them to reach more people in the few days of the canvass. Our country was shocked Saturday with news of the death of a favorite actress of motion pictures, Carol Lombard. But grief mingled with pride when we learned she was returning from a mission of patriotic service to her country. The selling of $2.25 million worth of defense bonds in her old home state of Indiana. She was flying home when death snatched her and her mother and 15 Army flyers in the mountains of Arizona. It may be said that she gave her life for her country, as our fighting men have done at Pearl Harbor, on Wake Island, and in the Philippines. They made the great sacrifice. How trivial a burden is laid upon us to invest in defense bonds and thus help to shorten the war with its terrible toll of life and treasure. Oregon, good old Oregon, does set the pace. In 1939, Oregon was first to complete enlistment for the enlarged National Guard. In 1940, Oregon's National Guard was among the first to be inducted. Oregon has ranked at the top in Navy recruiting. Oregon has been among the first in labor mobilization and in training for defense industries. Oregon's civil defense organization has won high commendation, and this was the only western state with its aircraft observation service ready when war was declared. Oregon was first in per capita sales of defense savings bonds, and because of this record, its administrator, Ted Gamble, was called to serve as consultant in the national organization. Over the weekend, we learned that Oregon was the second state to complete its quota for the Red Cross War Relief Fund. And now Oregon is the proving ground for this pledge campaign to enroll all the people as systematic purchasers of defense bonds and stamps. Oregon does set the pace, and I predict when Saturday night comes, the loyalty of our people will be demonstrated by their overwhelming response with signed pledges to buy defense bonds.
Thank you, Governor Sprague. You see, Oregon has a tradition which demands that we conduct this campaign as we have conducted ourselves as a state. We'd like to have you here now, one of the men who is chiefly responsible for the mechanics of this campaign. Mr. Palmer Hoyt, State Chairman of the Oregon Defense Savings Program. Mr. Hoyt.
Tomorrow morning, our great state defense savings committee of 1,500 loyal and hardworking members will be augmented by 15,000 more citizens who are joining with us in the great campaign to enlist every American in signing up his dollars for victory in this all-out war against dictatorship and slavery. These 15,000 neighbors of yours will be the Minutemen of 1942, who will give you an opportunity to serve in the most important crusade since the United States first fought for freedom and for democracy. Free people in every part of Oregon, be ready, willing, and enthusiastic when these Minutemen knock on your door. Cheer them on with as substantially pledge for purchase of defense bonds and stamps as you can possibly make. Remember, we are in an all-out war that can be won only by all-out effort. Immediately the question comes to you, how much can I pledge? You and you alone are to be the judge of that, but you should make your pledge as high as you can, sacrifice considered. Perhaps it will be a bond a month, perchance a bond a week. Maybe, if you are a little boy or girl on an allowance or with scant earned income, it will be only a 10-cent stamp or a 25-cent stamp a week. But whatever it is, pledge it now with a sacrifice indicated that is going to win this war for free America. There's another question, too. What if I am already a substantial subscriber to defense bonds on a payroll, savings, or other regular plan? If you can increase it, do so. If you can't, then so indicate on the card in the space allotted, and this will be your pledge. On the success of this great pledge drive in Oregon rests the outcome of this campaign throughout the nation. Oregon leads again, Oregon sets the pace, and Oregon, true to her inspiring traditions, will set a mark for our country that will lead America and 130 million Americans on to victory.
Tomorrow, when the Minuteman rings your doorbell, be ready for him. Sign that pledge card. Welcome that ring of the doorbell. It's your chance to buy a share in America. Your chance to help prevent...
Open that door. We've come to take what you have.
What are you going to say?
Open up in the name of terror and conquest.
Will Oregon say, will America say, we have given enough? This is our pledge. I hereby pledge my strength, my devotion, my will to the defense of democracy and to the purchase of the insurance of freedom, United States defense bonds and stamps. Radio stations of the state of Oregon have presented The Knock at the Door, a program which signifies the opening of the defense bond pledge campaign tomorrow morning. The services of all participants were donated to this primary cause in America's freedom. The script was written by Pauline and Fred Gilsdorf. We return you to your local stations.